What's up? You're listening to 5 Tip Friday. Okay, raise your hand if you love apps. I am such an app addict. It's almost a problem, but I love it. I think it makes life easier. It's a little bit more gamified in some capacities, and it's just easy to access all in one place. And let's be real, we pretty much live on our phones. So let's go ahead and dive into 5 money-saving apps that I personally am loving. The first app is called Capital, Q-A-P-T-I-A-L. This app is pretty much my favorite. If you're hanging out in the Facebook group, you know that I mentioned this one quite a bit. I started using it in January just as an experiment to see if it actually worked, if I liked it, all of that fun stuff. And honestly, what I have found is that it is incredible. So I have been able to save, this is September when I'm recording this, and I'm officially up to $772 since January. The cool thing is I don't even miss that money. I actually don't even feel the pinch. It's really crazy. So the two rules that I have set up is the roundup rule, which is, you know, every time you make a purchase, it'll round up to the nearest dollar and save the difference. And then I have the 52-week savings challenge set up as well, where during week one, you save a dollar, during week two, you save $2, week three, $3, and so on over the course of a year. And that alone is helping me save up for my goal trip, which is Machu Picchu. I want to go do that hike, and I don't know, it just looks really cool. So Capital has been helping me save in that capacity. But there's lots of other rules you can set up with it as well. So one of the things that I think is really cool is you can actually set it up where it links with your bank account. And it might look at, say, your coffee budget. If you have a goal of hitting $15 a week for your coffee budget, and you go over that goal, it can actually penalize you by making you save. Or if you hit underneath that goal, then it can save the difference for you. So it's a really, really cool way to go. And the coolest part, Capital is 100% free. So go check that out. Link in the show notes if you want to get $5 for free. It's an affiliate link, so that means I also get $5. But hey, it's like we're scratching each other's back and we're both making a little bit of cash. So if you choose to use Capital, I'm such a big fan and I think you'll like it too. The next app that I usually recommend for people, it's another savings app called Digit. Digit is a really great one. It used to be free, but now there is a fee. So here's the thing with apps that charge. Typically, if they charge you for the app, but it actually helps you save more quickly or save when you normally wouldn't, it's still a good thing. So I think it's a $3 monthly fee. And how it works is it'll sync with your bank account. It'll look at your transactions. And basically, anytime it looks at your transactions and your income and suggests that you could, in fact, afford to save, it'll pull a random amount from your checking account and put it into a savings account for you. So it can seem a little bit scary, but they do have overdraft protection. So you cannot overdraft from using Digit. They would reimburse you if by chance that did happen. But the likelihood of you actually overdrafting with Digit is very slim to none because it's looking at your overall picture and taking a very small nominal amount, maybe $10, maybe $2. It just depends on your financial situation. So Digit's another great one, totally automated. That's why I'm a big fan of that as well. So if you want a little less thought put into savings, I think Digit can be a great one to help you save additional money. The next app that I highly recommend everybody have is Google Drive. And you're probably thinking, Google Drive is not money. Why am I mentioning this? Because Google Drive is what I like to use for my budget. So I have now transferred my budget into Google Sheets. So that way, anytime I go out, if I just can't remember how much I have left in a certain budgeted item, I'll pull up Google Drive, specifically Google Sheets, and I will look at my budget and see exactly how much money I have left. So it's a really great way to go. I'm not really a big fan of paying for budgeting software. I know there's some really cool options out there, and if it works for you, awesome. For me personally, I keep things super simple, and that does not require me to pay for that. So Google Drive is amazing because you can pull it up directly from anywhere, your phone, your computer, and it's all the exact same information. So it's kind of like a budgeting app, but a little bit more, I guess, makeshift in some ways. All right, my fourth app that I highly recommend everybody have is Betterment. Betterment is my favorite. So that's where I start to do a lot of my own investing outside of my Vanguard accounts. But Betterment's great. If you are a beginning investor and you want to get away from the financial advisors, you want to just try to do things on your own, but you need a little bit of hand-holding. That's where Betterment comes in. It's a robo-advisor, which essentially means it functions like an advisor, but without the high costs that can be associated with that. So how it works is you create a survey, you fill out just a basic questionnaire, and over that questionnaire, they're really looking at your tolerance for risk and all of that kind of thing. So once they get a better picture of how old you are, your retirement goals, how much money you make, what you are comfortable with, all of those questions, they make suggestions on different accounts to invest in. The cool part is it's all Vanguard ETFs, exchange traded funds. I don't have time to get into what that means today, but we'll definitely chat about that in a future episode. But basically, the fees are ridiculously low for the level of support that you get. And the user interface, I think, is incredible. It's super easy to use. Highly, highly, highly recommend Betterment. I personally use it. I love it. And again, link in the show notes if you want to try it out and get a couple months for free. My last app that I highly recommend everybody have on their phone is the Walmart app. And yes, the Walmart app can actually save you money. If you are shopping there periodically, then scan your receipt. Go to the Walmart Savings Catcher app. If you scroll to the bottom of the app, it'll have that little section. It's called Savings Catcher. You can scan your receipt. And if that item that you purchased, any of those on your receipt, went on sale, it'll give you the difference back in a gift card. So it's kind of a cool way to go. All right, guys, those are my money saving apps. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what you think. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Until next time, I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.